speak this week about eating meals on Erev Shabbos, eating meals on Friday. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Reish Mentes, Asur likboa be'erev Shabbos se'uda u'mishte she'eno ragil b'mei hachol. Person should not sit down to a meal, schedule a meal, a large meal, a large feast that he typically doesn't have during the weekday. He shouldn't do that on Erev Shabbos. Even if afili hisu das erisin, even if it's like someone got engaged and you're making a big feast, b'mnei kot Shabbos. This is to honor Shabbos. She'ikanes l'Shabbos k'shu ta'ev le'echol. Person should come into Shabbos with an appetite. V'chol ayom b'chlal eso. This applies to all of Friday, not only Friday afternoon, even Friday morning. So one of the reasons that we see for why we should restrict what we eat on Friday is for the mitzvah of honoring Shabbos. We want to enter Shabbos with an appetite. If I eat too much on Erev Shabbos, I won't be able to eat the meal on Shabbos with an appetite. That's one reason. Another reason the Mishra Berurah brings, that the Chachamim were afraid if I was so busy eating and drinking on Friday, I wouldn't have time to prepare for Shabbos, take away from some of the Shabbos preparations. And a third reason Prima Gundam brings is that one of the ways we show kavod of Shabbos is by having larger meals, meals with multiple courses, better food. If that's the kind of food, though, I'm going to be eating on Friday, so in what way am I honoring the Shabbos? In what way is Shabbos unique? How do I manifest the beauty, the unique character of Shabbos if I'm eating that kind of meal during the week? So interesting, two nafkaminas that come from this is, let's say, for example, I'm going away for Shabbos. I'm a guest for Shabbos. Or let's say, in my case, I don't prepare for Shabbos. It would be a very bad idea if I would do the preparation for Shabbos. So if the reason is I should enter Shabbos with an appetite, so I certainly shouldn't be eating too much on Friday. But if the issue is that if I'm so busy with my meal, I may detract from my preparations for Shabbos, so I'm not preparing for Shabbos anyway. Maybe the other ways I'm preparing for Shabbos, and in that way I would detract from this. And that may be true. How about the following? Let's say I'm going to snack. I go into the pantry, and every 10 minutes I'm taking another snack. I have some chocolate, I have some potato chips, some pretzels, and that's what I'm doing all of Friday. I come into Shabbos and I'm full. So according to the reason that I should have an appetite, so that's a problem. I shouldn't be doing that on Friday. According to the reason that I should not be eating a meal on Friday that looks like a Shabbos meal because it takes away kavod Shabbos because it looks like I'm eating my Shabbos meal on Friday. So, and there's nothing unique to the character of Shabbos. That's not true. On Shabbos, there's cholent, and there's meat, and there's chicken. Here, I'm having chocolate and potato chips and pretzels. The fact that I'm full, so according to the third reason, that's not the issue. The issue is I shouldn't be eating a Shabbos meal on Friday, which I'm not. So that's another nafkamin, another practical difference between these three reasons. The halacha actually allows us to eat a sudas mitzvah. Let's say there's a bris milah, pinyan habein, sima sech, the window of Purim sometimes falls out on Friday. There are questions whether I should be eating that meal earlier in the day, or it doesn't matter, because in such a case we have, there's going to be an exception to that rule. Either way, we have to be mindful of this. The days are getting shorter. If we eat a late lunch, we sit down at the meal at 5:30 Friday night, the likelihood is that we're not going to be hungry, and that's going to take away from kavod Shabbos. One last point, in terms of fasting on Erev Shabbos, it would seem, based on this, that it would be commendable to fast all of Friday. In fact, according to some, this actually is an act of piety, a midas chasidus, and some people actually had such a practice. And certainly for someone who feels that if they eat anything on Friday, they won't have an appetite, that would be commendable. But generally speaking, the poskim frown upon this practice. A person should not enter Shabbos k'shehu me'uneh, when after he's suffering, after a day of fasting, because a person has a headache, he doesn't feel well often, he's not in the mood to eat too much, he may eat a little bit, and it's not appropriate to enter Shabbos in such a way. There are times where we don't have a choice. Asar b'teves once in a while falls out on Friday, and then we actually have to fast to the very last minute. Just have to remember the kavod Shabbos on Friday, preparing ourselves and watching from the very beginning of the morning, Friday morning, to plan out the day so that we make sure not to have too much to eat so we can enter Shabbos k'shu ta'ev when we have an appetite to eat. Wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom.